I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made and another day that you've allowed us to see. We thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning with our minds stayed on you, O God, with our minds and our thoughts focusing on you, to seek your face early this morning while you may yet be found, to seek your face before the hustle and the bustle of the day comes about, and we find ourselves busy and we find ourselves forgetful and we find ourselves lacking in the things that we need to be successful on this day. Thank you, God, because there is no harm in keeping our minds stayed on you. For you said in your word that if we keep our minds on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, God. You'll keep us in peace, oh God, even in the midst of storms. You'll keep us in peace even though trials may be coming or may be happening in our lives or may be coming to and fro in our lives. But there is no harm, oh God, in keeping our minds stayed on you each and every day, God, each and every morning, oh God, each and every afternoon, all day long. There is no problems, oh God, with keeping our minds stayed on you. So help us, oh God, today to think on you, oh God, on this day, to think on those things that are lovely, those things that are pure, those things that are just. To think about all the great things that you have done, God, the mighty and magnificent things that you have done, the doors that you've opened, and even the doors that you have closed, God, because you know the way that we should take. You know the steps that we should take. Oh, God, you know the way that we should go, God. And so we want to make sure that we submit ourselves to you in every shape, form, and fashion in our lives, God. There is no harm, oh, God, in keeping our minds stayed on you, God, because you will never forsake us, nor will you ever leave us. You will continue to lead and guide and direct us each and every day of our lives. And, God, for that we say thank you, God. Thank you for another day that you have made, for this is the day that the Lord hath made.
I shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. And then I will begin to magnify you and declare, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Because we belong to you, oh, God. We are a part of your chosen generation, God. We are, oh, God, joint heirs in your grace and fellowship in your grace. Oh, God, you have done so many great and wonderful things, God. We thank you together, God. We come together this morning in corporate prayer, God, to magnify you, to glorify you, to lift up your name. And we're here to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Oh, God, we're calling all the land, God. We're calling everyone to make a joyful noise unto the God of our salvation, unto the King of kings, unto the Lord of lords. So we bless your name, God, at all times, God. Your praises shall continuously be in my mouth, God, because I can boast about you. I can boast of your goodness. I can boast of your grace. I can boast of your mercy. I can boast of how great you are, God. And there is none like you, God. You are the only one who deserves my worship, and you're the only one who deserves my praise. And so we bless your name this morning, God, thanking you for all that you've done. And that's what happens when we begin to think. When we think about the goodness of Jesus, we can't help but to begin to thank you. And when we begin to thank you, God, we go back around and we begin to think about all the things that you've done. So, God, as we continue to think on you all day long, God, let the praises of our King, let it rise among us, God, throughout this day. Oh, God, that your presence may abide with us and that you may come in and inhabit the praises of your people. We bless your name, oh, God. We glorify your name. We lift your name up, oh God, for you're worthy of praise, Lord. You're worthy of adoration, God. You're worthy to be lifted up, God, and you're worthy to be adored, God. We bless your name, God, for you are such a good God, and you're a mighty God, and you are an awesome God that words cannot even express, oh God, how great you are, God. Our limited God vocabulary can't even express how great you are. But God, I thank you because when praises go up, blessings come down, and you come down to bless and strengthen. You come down to pour out, oh God, upon your people. You come in, oh God, with gifts, oh God, to bless us, God, that we won't even have room enough to receive it, God, because eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts what good things you have in store for your people, God. And so with great anticipation, God, and with great expectation, God, we march along on this day. We rise up right now, God. Oh, God, to call you glorious, oh, God. We lift up our hands, God, to worship and adore you, God. We, oh, God, rise, oh, God, to magnify the God of our salvation. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, I'm encouraged already, God. No matter what comes what may this day, God, I know that my God is with me, God, and your praises shall continuously be in my mouth. So, God, go with us throughout this day. We ask that you heal us and touch us and deliver us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are troubled on every hand, but we're not perplexed. Oh, God, we're not cast down. We're not forsaken. Oh, God, we're not giving up. And many of the afflictions of the righteous. But you, God, delivereth us out of them all. And yesterday, as we came together for Bible study, God, we are dealing with different afflictions that are going on with our body. Missionary Howard had some issue going on with her eye. Victor had something going on with his sinuses. Oh, God, I have the swelling in my face that we can't seem to figure out what it is. Lady McCowan has hurt her ankle, God, yesterday. And Sister Miller was sick from this past Sunday. God, many of the afflictions are the righteous. And, God, these afflictions may be like God, but, God, there's something that we are dealing with. And we thank you, God, that you've given us the opportunity to suffer for you. Oh, God, it's not people talking about us. It's not man putting us down. But, God, this affliction is coming, God. It only can be coming because we are fasting and we're committing ourselves to you for 40 days, God, and 40 nights. We're submitting ourselves. We're submitting our desires. Oh, God, we're casting those things aside. And we're chasing after you, God, during these 40 days as we pilgrimage our way, as we journey our way to Pentecost. So, God, I ask, oh, God, this day, I ask right now, God, that you heal, that you deliver, and that you set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remove, oh, God, take away the ailments, God. Just speak the word, God, and you can make all things well, God. You can bring strength. You can take down the swelling. Oh, God, you can remove the buildup of mucus, oh, God, or whatever it may be, God. You can clear out the eyes, Lord. You can just say the word, oh, God, and lay your hands, oh, God, from right where you are, God, and touch our bodies, oh, God, at different locations, in Dumfries, oh, God, in Alexandria, oh, God, in Manassas, oh, God, wherever we may be calling from Covington, God. You can heal and touch our bodies, God, right where we are, God. We don't have to go into the sanctuary, but God, you called the word. I was told the people in the word to call for the elders, oh God, and they'll pray for you, oh God, and lay hands on you, God. And though I came here to lay hands, God, I lay spiritual hands on each and every one that I just called out by name, God, and I ask for a healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It's your blood that covers us. It's your blood that washes us. It's your blood that makes us whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are still that balm in Gilead, God. And we desire, oh God, for healing today. But if you choose not to do it, Lord, we won't give up, God. We won't give in, but we'll continue to press toward that mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We shall continue to march forward, oh God, in this day, knowing that you know our ending from our beginning, God, and you know all, and you do all things well, God, because your thoughts are far above our thoughts. Your ways are far above our ways. And so, God, we trust in you today. If we didn't get anything out of yesterday's lesson, God, we trust in you. Oh, God, we don't trust in man. We don't trust in others. But, God, we trust in you. So we submit to your will, God, today. We submit to your authority. We submit to your power, God. Have your way even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives and make us fully and wholly committed to you. Commit trust in the Lord all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your pathways. That's our pledge this morning, Lord, that we trust in you, that we have no doubt in you. And if there is any doubt in us, God, help thou our unbelief right now. But God, perform the miracle that we need you to perform in our lives. Heal in our families, oh God. Save in our homes, God. Send comfort and strength, oh God, to the people of God, Lord. We pray for my father, oh God, for comfort, oh God, during this time of mourning, Lord. Missionary Howard mentioned a co-worker who lost their grandmother, God. Send comfort, oh God, their way and peace in that family right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we need your glory, Lord. Victor had a petition last night, and I forgot what it was, Lord, but you know his petition, God. You know his plea and his prayer, God. Do it for your glory, God, and do it for your honor in the mighty name of Jesus. All that have asked for prayer, God. Mrs. Oriana, God, healing in that body, God. Continue to recover, Lord. Okay, Pastor Edward Reed, God, healing in his body, God. Do the miracle, God. Let your miracle working power flow in the midst of him, God. Bishop Thomas, for thy strength, oh God. And all of the prayer requests, oh God, that have been made. God, we pray that you do it for your glory. And hear the cry, hear the pleas of your people. We ask that you do it for your glory and for your honor. Everything that we do, God, it's our pledge to do it for your glory and for your honor. So we lay down selfish will so that your will might be done in our lives and that our wills may line up with your will. So bless us this day, God. Let a spirit of revival, God, break forth through us, oh God, throughout this whole entire day. God, I felt the revival, God, spring forth as I was praying, God, and I thank you. Oh God, help us, oh God, to have the love of God. Let your love wax strong in us. Oh God, let us be willing to reconcile, to ask for forgiveness, God, and to repent of sins or to forgive those that have trespassed against us and to, oh God, to repent of those things that we've done against you. Oh God, let us have a spirit of humility, Lord, throughout this day. Give us a pure heart, a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within us, God. And those are the 11 petitions I've covered. God, fill us with your spirit, God. Oh God, not more, but with your spirit, God, throughout this day, because we can't make it without you, God. Those are the 11 petitions, God, that we are praying for during our pilgrimage to Pentecost, God. Oh God, help us, oh God, to grow stronger in you. And as you do this, God, we'll give your name the glory, God. We'll continue to trust in you, God. We'll continue to lean upon you, oh God, and not our own ways, our own thoughts, our own decisions. And God, as you bless us and order our footsteps on this day, Lead, guide, and direct us, and grant us favor on this day. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because we serve a great and a mighty God. We thank you, God, this day, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you now, in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. We are on day 10 of our 40-day fast in consecration.